Honestly, the economy got a little scary in 2022, and that could continue in 2023. It's okay to admit when money gets stressful, but what if you had an objective, relatable expert to help navigate the financial world? That's where NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast comes in. Smart Money hosts Sean Piles and Sarah Raffner talk with experts from NerdWallet's team of 100 money nerds to help you make smart financial decisions without the stress. Subscribe to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast today.
Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially since you're always growing and changing. Therapy is all about deepening that self-awareness, because sometimes you don't know what you really want until you talk things through. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. A big shout out to everybody listening all over North America on the free Odyssey app. People tuned in on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158, and everybody locked in on a smart speaker. I appreciate you. We've been hanging out here since 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Thank you to every person who's been here with us. I'm being joined by super producer and host, Dave Shepard. I'm being joined by you. There is no show without every single person listening. We've kind of hit on a lot tonight. Talked about Ja Morant. Investigation still ongoing. You have the local authorities in Colorado trying to figure things out. You have the NBA trying to figure things out. And I wish people would stop just kind of tiptoeing around the situation. Ja Morant says he needs to find a better way to deal with stress. His head coach says that Ja is away healing. I'm like, what are you getting to an accident? Like, he made some dumbass decisions. What are we over here handling him with kid gloves for? Oh, well, let's not pile on. We don't want to hurt his feelings. Like, come on now. So we've talked about Ja Morant. We talked about Derek Carr joining the Saints. Geno Smith coming to a 3-year agreement, reportedly, to stick around in Seattle. We heard from some of the rookies at the Combine. I just shared with you that LeBron James put out a whole tweet. Crazily, I don't want to say crazily, but LeBron James basically said, my son Bronny right now is better than some of these dudes in the league. I'm like, whoa, okay, LeBron, well, tell me how you really feel. And then right before the break, we learned as well that Aaron Rodgers reportedly had some conversations with the New York Jets today. It doesn't mean anything. It's nothing set in stone that he wants to be traded. But it was reported that he is open to heading to New York. That would be a massive circus if it were to take place. We know Derek Carr being a Saint now. He ain't going to the New York Jets. That's one less option for the New York Jets to go ahead and entertain. And speaking of, just there must be something in the water. Yeah, I saw this news recently as well. Bengals running back Joe Mixon, his home was surrounded by crime scene tape late Monday night. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office said one juvenile was taken to the hospital following a shooting in Anderson Township. Okay, this is scant on details. We don't know the relation to Joe Mixon, how involved he was not. There are still a lot of details that have to come out, but this is a story that has broke over the last hour. Joe Mixon's house covered in crime scene tape, a juvenile injured near the home. Deputies have extended crime scene tape across two homes on the street. They're currently assembled at the door of one of the homes. Deputies were observed around 8:30 p.m. a local time, banging on the door, identifying themselves as sheriff's deputies and telling the homeowner to come out. No movement as of midnight. We have confirmed the home belongs to Bengals running back Joe Mixon. His involvement is unclear. Well, without details, I don't need details to hope that everything is fine. It's a juvenile, a young person involved. I hope they are fine. And, you know, we will continue to get word, you know, over the weekend. A lot of what's taken place from John Morant, whatever the hell is going on here with Joe Mixon, like, things happen. Dumb things happen. Crazy things happen. Athletes are people, too. Somebody listening to me right now just got into some crazy you-know-what over the weekend. Somebody listening right now is going through some things. Not some things. They're going through some things. It happens. It's life. People make dumb decisions. Hopefully you learn from them. Accidents happen. Terrible things happen. It's life. It's just that everybody doesn't have their life played out in front of millions. And, you know, some people don't make dumb mistakes. This is a wild world that we live in. I'm going to get to some calls. I want to talk about LeBron's comments. I want to dare entertain, but not forever. You know, Aaron Rodgers and the potential of him being a New York Jet, which is just nuts. It seems like it might actually become a reality. So let's get on the line. 855-212-4CBS. You can call me. You can hit me about Ja Morant. You can tell me about Rodgers. Let's start off with LaPrade. He's calling from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing? I'm the blind guy. I'm the guy from Cleveland. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, buddy. And I just want to get into this Morant situation. I mean, it's getting to the point that I know Kevin Love, DeRozan, they had mental issues, but he's a young 23-year-old kid. And sometimes money is the root of all evil. And I think he should just sit back and leave the company that he's with alone. Because if he don't, he's going to be in a world of trouble. He's acting like he's a gangster. He's not a gangster. I live in the Cleveland, Ohio Huff community. I grew up in the ghetto. So just relax, play basketball, and get paid and leave them thugs alone. Because if he don't do that, JR, he's going to find himself in prison with an orange jumpsuit. Okay?
Yeah, we all hope he learns. Thank you, LaPrade, for calling from Cleveland.
Okay.
No doubt about it. Thank you. Always a pleasure talking to you, LaPrade. Yeah, there's things bigger than basketball. You know, I was on the air when this story, well, more of it broke on Saturday afternoon. I was broadcasting to New York City on WFAN. And we learned in the morning of Ja Morant, saw the video, got the statement from the NBA that they are investigating. A few hours later in the afternoon, we learned that he will be away from the team at minimum 2 games. And the first thing I said was, why even think about this? At minimum 2 games? At least 2 games? He needs to be gone at least to the beginning of next season, which takes him to October. And as they continue on with their investigation, if they find that he has violated any team rules outside of being, making a dumbass decision, or if he runs amok of the law based on what took place with the gun or where he got it, then it needs to be more of a punishment. And so if we don't see him until next year and he doesn't get his money or his contract is voided, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, he deserves it. He's 23. Yeah, he still has more growing to do, like most people, most human beings. But he's not 13. He's 23. He's been given every opportunity and chance to learn about what he's doing, his standing in life. He's been told. But you can tell somebody something as much as you want. They don't mean they're going to listen. NBA has enough programs between the league, the Players Association, etc., that warn you of these things. You got to be real dumb to get involved with stuff like this. 855-212-4CBS. Scott, He's here from Kansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, JR. I was curious to get your take. You were talking. I got in the middle of this quarterback conversation. I'm then hearing names, Jack, and others.
Well, Scott, I can't hear you, Scott. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you're on speaker. You may be calling me from a tomato can. I don't know what the deal is. All I heard was quarterbacks. I ain't hear a damn thing after that. I don't know. I know quarterbacks getting paid. I know quarterbacks are making tons of money. Aaron Rodgers is trying to figure out if he wants to play. Man, getting 50 mil. Russell Wilson on average getting 49. Kyler Murray, 46. Watson, 46. Mahomes is sitting around making 45. What's Lamar going to get? They going to tag him. He going to sit at 45 too, Lamar. Daniel Jones ain't making 45. I'd be shocked if the New York Giants gave him that. They will not. Hey, Shep, is Scott good? Is he on Earth? Where's he at?
Scott is on Earth. He is cogent. He is capable. I have faith he's going to get it done this time around.
Oh, let's try again. Hey, Scott, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Can you hear me well now this time?
Yeah, what were you doing?
Well, I had earbuds on and just driving down the highway, leaving work and trying to be safer. But I got the phone in my hand and I'm ready to
Uh-oh.
Go.
Where'd you get them? Well, let's not get you on the line. Go ahead, quickly.
Yeah. Quick question. I got in the middle of this quarterback talk, heard you talk about Jackson and Geno Smith and all. I'm a Chiefs fan. I'm a Mahomes fan, obviously. I was curious if you think, is he underpaid? I thought when he signed his contract, the first thing I thought, this guy's going to be underpaid. And when I think about some of the money these guys are making, including Aaron Rodgers, was he making $60 million? I've heard that number thrown out. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, is he underpaid in regards to per year? You could say that, but I don't know too many players who have that long-term type of commitment for 10 years.
True.
I mean, who's running around with that deal? Nobody.
That's a good point, and he's been well taken care of. I will say that.
No doubt. Well, drive safe, Scott.
Could I have one quick question, one other one?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Orlando Brown, what do you think is going to happen with him?
Oh, man, what are they going to do, tag him again? We just had him on the show right before. We had him on the show before the playoffs. He's a good dude. I like him. I don't think you can afford to let him go. I know there are a lot of people who aren't happy with his overall production, but I don't think you could let him run. And you talk about a deal in regards to Patrick Mahomes and his contract. The salary cap is still going up. Patrick Mahomes is there. You want to protect him. You want to have some continuity. There is a hell of an adjustment between blocking for Patrick Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson. And so I think he'll stick around. I wouldn't be surprised if they tag him.
I 100% agree on that.
All right. Well, Scott, thank you, man. Drive safe. Put the phone down, okay?
I will do that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Scott, for calling from Kansas. Hey, Shep, was I just an accessory to him breaking the law?
No. You said let's make this quick. You got to go back to being an upstanding civilian and citizen.
Yeah, but then I spoke to him anyway.
No. No, because you knew he was going to speak anyway. So you made sure that you took care
of it. No, but if something, God forbid, something happens and now he's hands-free, isn't everywhere in America, you're not supposed to have the phone in your hand, right? Into the law everywhere?
Okay, so I guess technically you are an accessory or something. I didn't want to say it, so you brought it up. But, JR, but if you don't mind me going back to one quick thing for a second that you were talking about before.
What?
And you have said this many, many times. In basketball, it is so rare that players play past 35, 36 years old. And so in baseball, it's more common. And you think of the Griffies, obviously. The Rangers did it for a few games. But there has never been anything like what we are going to see, what we are on the precipice of seeing in terms of a dad who is an all-time great, literally sharing a basketball court where there's only five guys on the same team. That is going to double the valuation of any franchise that they go to. And, Jerry, you and I both know this.
You think so?
Oh, my God. 1,000,000%. And
double?
Without question. Without question. Excuse me. I'm choking.
Don't die. Slow down. Don't stop talking.
Okay.
Don't say anything for me.
I'm getting so excited. Yes.
Take some water or something.
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. But JR, I'm so amped up about this because you have the best of both worlds. You have a young son who, you know, we talk about all the time distractions from kids and not being on task and not being fully focused and being all about the Instagram and you know, updating your status on every single social media feed that you have. Bronny's a pretty good kid, man. Like, he's really lived up to the hype in terms of carrying himself as LeBron's son, as the heir apparent, literally. So you're going to see him play with LeBron, not necessarily because he is one of the most talented players to come out of that 2023 high school class. We don't know where he's committed to yet. But what we do know is because he is LeBron's son, he is going to get an opportunity more than guys with even in the ballpark of his talent just because of what his name is. And so because of that, LeBron's going to go wherever his son's going to go. And they're going to gladly take him and welcome him with open arms. And it's going to be a sight that we have never seen before in professional sports.
Okay.
Get your popcorn ready, man. I know you've had T.O. on before. Get your popcorn ready, JR.
Yeah, well, we got to wait until, I guess, calendar to end of next year to see what takes place, or next summer. Yeah, I don't know about no. So he will, wherever he goes is going to be manipulated. All right. And that's the first part. So I don't think, you know, LeBron necessarily has to follow him around. There'll be manipulation to some degree.
Well, I'm sorry. So you're saying wherever he gets drafted to, you're telling me that's not going to be a package deal? LeBron's not going to go to the G. He's not going to do a one year out contract for himself moving forward.
That's my point.
Right.
It's not going to be some miserable ass team drafts him, you know, and then, hey, LeBron is going to join the Orlando Magic. Possible, maybe, but I don't. My point is, it will be manipulated where he goes, because it's not where he goes. It's, to your point, it's where they go. For a franchise valuation marker, that's an exaggeration to say that the value will double. We had a team last week basically go for 3.5, a good portion of the team. We saw the Suns move for 4. It'll take a little bit more, and it depends on where they go. And so we got to wait. We got to wait until next summer. We can talk about it and find out next June. Where he is, we don't know where his son is going to play when he graduates high school. I just find it very, very, I don't even want to say un-LeBron-like, but it is, like, if you're going to say that, say it into the microphone.
But Jared, I totally agree with that, but that's why I'm obviously going back to this, because of the tweet you brought up. LeBron knows exactly what he's doing with this. He is getting the whispers and the murmurs out there right now. JR, De'Aaron Fox or Lonzo Ball, when Lonzo's healthy, who do you take?
Who? Between Lonzo and who?
De'Aaron Fox. Who, same draft class.
Oh, Fox.
Okay. Jason Tatum or Lonzo Ball, who do you take?
Oh, Tatum.
Donovan Mitchell or Lonzo Ball?
Oh, Mitchell.
Now, all three of those guys, what do they all have in common?
I don't know. You tell me.
They were all in the same draft class as Lonzo Ball. But because you had Mr. Motormouth, Mr. Hype Machine, and his father, who never missed or seized the opportunity to not speak on behalf of his son, he spoke so much into literal existence that Lonzo Ball somehow got picked over Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and De'Aaron Fox in the same draft class. That's what LeBron is doing here.
It's unnecessary because his son doesn't need it.
Well, why is he doing it then?
Oh, because he's being a jerk.
But LeBron's not a jerk.
His reasoning of why he's doing it doesn't have anything to do with whether or not it's necessary. There is nothing that will take place by him putting out a tweet today. We haven't seen his son play outside of high school. What he does on the court in high school is going to have more bearing. The fact that he's already LeBron's son and he's a prospect, that's enough. There's nothing else that needs to be done. It's unnecessary. My point is, if you're going to say something, this is the funny thing about social media, and it all has a purpose. LeBron is not a dumb man. To your point, why did he do it? Oh, yeah, it's to hype up his son. Yeah, of course. It says it clear as day. But, man, people are so much into and behind social media. I understand if you're LeBron James. I understand if you are, you know, a public official or you are a business. Who am I? I'm sitting here in this seat speaking to 300 stations because I had a wildly successful YouTube channel. I took social media and said, I'm going to create a sports brand. And I did. And that's how I used it. And when you have people who can monetize or use it as a business and use it to elevate, I get it. It makes all the sense in the world. But then when you got to hide behind things, Ja Morant just destroyed himself, hopefully temporarily, because of his garbage on social media. Because he wanted to record himself and put it on Instagram Live like he was, you know, in his bedroom showing off. Like, what are you doing? And you got LeBron, I don't think he would say that in public. I don't think he'd say that at a press conference. But you going to tweet this out? That's the part that irks me. Like, if you're going to be willing to say something, say it at any point and any time. I can't hear LeBron at a press conference going, yeah. I watched the Portland Trailblazers and the Pistons last night. My son is better than those dudes. Whoa. Like, if you're going to say something, say it, man. Just social media garbage. I can't get with that. We ain't going backwards as a society. We're not. There are more and more people who are stuck in phones and stuck in computers and stuck with sharing their thoughts. There are better uses of time. I just saw TikTok, and I don't know because I don't use no stinking TikTok. Maybe I should. I saw a post that's just like, oh, TikTok is restricting usage of people under the age of 18, putting a time limit on it. Maybe it's 17, 16. I don't know. The better. But we ain't going backwards with technology. We're only going forward. And it's just a shame, you know, how people use it. There's so many positive things you could do with your time, so many positive things you can do with social media. And we got people yelling with strangers, trying to entertain strangers for no fee. Just to express themselves. I guess they don't got enough to do outside of the phone or a laptop or a computer. It's a shame. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. More on this on the other side. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I really enjoy your show. I try to listen every night. It's a great show.
What's good, JR? Glad to be on the call with you, man. I love the show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
We know that there's going to be a lot of talk, a lot of conversation surrounding the franchise tag on Tuesday. You know, who's going to be on the receiving end of it? What happens with Lamar and Daniel Jones, etc.? There have been several players who have already been tagged. You know, Evan Engram is going to be sticking around with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Daron Payne is going to be sticking around with the Washington Commanders. Tony Pollard, the Dallas Cowboys, despite having a broken leg, he's been tagged by Dallas. On the other end, we have no idea what the status is of Ezekiel Elliott. Not the same dude who kind of burst out onto the scene, seemingly a little worn down. So those are a few of the dudes who have already been tagged. 855-212-4CBS. Ryan is here from Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, JR. I'm always good to talk to you. As far as Ja Morant goes, it's at a point now. I totally agree with you now. I'm hearing a lot of people, too, that they seem to be being soft or saying we need to try to understand. No, once is a mistake or an accident. Over the last 2 or 3 months now, this has been, I think, the fourth incident now. So that becomes a pattern. I think this is who he is. I do hope he gets the help that he needs, and I hope he's sincere about wanting to change. But we can't, you know, the NBA is going to have to come down, and I think also us as fans and everybody else, even on the outside looking in, four incidents in the last 2 or 3 months now, you know, that's a problem, and that can't be taken lightly. And I don't like that a lot of people, I understand where they're coming from, but I don't like that so many people seem to be trying to make excuses right now and saying, well, we need to understand that there's nothing to understand, really. That's four times. So, I mean.
Well, there is the incidents really seemingly started in the summertime, actually days apart from the incident with the 17-year-old at his home, another incident at a mall. This all took place, as far as we know, in the summer. The Washington
and the
Post,
Indiana Pacers, too. Yeah.
Yes, correct. And the Washington Post put all of this, kind of packaged it up in an article recently. And then we certainly know what happened on Saturday morning, because John Morant decided to share it with us on Instagram. I'm not prepared to say this is who he is. I don't want to say that. He is 23 years old. And that is not handing him an excuse, but I would say most 23 years old, people who are 23, you're still trying to figure out who you are. And that doesn't just stop at 23. There are people who still have to figure that out in their 30s, sometimes their 40s. So I don't want to say at 23 this is who he is. I would think that, because this is new. We can look at success at a college level. We can look at success in the NBA at this level, but to think that he wakes up one day and over the course of a week, it's just like, hey, man, over the next 4 or 5 years of your life, you're going to make, I don't know, $300, $400 million. Wow, that's different. And unfortunately, this is an experience that I certainly hope he learns from. We all make mistakes. Some of us make them more than others. Some of us make repeated mistakes. And at what point is it no longer a mistake? Is it a habit? It's who you are. I agree with that. I'm going to hold out hope that that's not the case for John Morant. But I will say this. I'm glad you agree with me. Some of the handling and the words and, like we sent him to Bible study. Like he made a mistake and now we just going to give him a little tap and say, it's okay. Let's just not do it again. Nah, he screwed up. And trust me, I don't want to use that word. I want to say something else. Taylor Jenkins, this is part of what he said. What does John Morant have to do to get back on the court? Is there a time frame? And then he just kept talking about healing. Listen.
He will say what steps need to be taken moving forward for him to rejoin the team.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm not going to share what those conversations are. I think the focus right now is Josh taking on the responsibility to really get the help he needs to get into a better place, generally speaking, but also on the flip side, to be in a better place to, embrace the responsibilities and expectations as a member of this team. That's what we're dialoguing about. That's what we're going to support him through, but we're also going to hold him accountable too.
Will he be out more than these 2 games?
I mean, there's not a definitive timeline. I mean, we have said that it's going to be at least these 2 games. We're taking it one day at a time. I mean, this is going to be an ongoing healing process. I can't comment in terms of what the exact timetable is going to be, because it's really not a timetable situation.
Yeah, it just shouldn't be no damn timetable. Give him a hug and give him a punishment. That's what it is. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. There are a couple of quarterbacks who might unretire. Well, here we go. I'm going to tell you about them on the other side of the break. I'm going to get to your phone calls.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you.
listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
We have a Hall of Fame wide receiver with us. It's my main man, Terrell Owens. Terrell, how you doing, brother?
Congrats to everything that you have going on. I know we're going to talk about me, but we always, when we're in this position, especially myself, we have to give each other our roses when they deserve them. So I appreciate everything that you're doing.
Here's JR.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. For a long time now, it's like every season, we hear about T.O. returning and, you know, how he's lighting people up on the practice field. And he can still go out there and play. He could. For a play or two, not consistently, he would tell you otherwise, I think at least publicly. There are two quarterbacks who are kind of being rumored to be back, to return. Let me get this one out the way first. It's Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers has pretty much made it clear at the end of last season he would have tried to return to a team at the end of the season if it was the right situation. He did not. He turned down an opportunity to get going with the Saints, and now here he is telling the LA Times that, you know, last year he would have returned to the right place, and he's trying to come back right now. Phil Rivers has spoken to the 49ers and Dolphins, and God knows what he's going to do. 41 years old, Phillip Rivers has about like 50 million kids. I guess he's sick of sitting at home, and good for him there. And then the other quarterback, there's a little bit of a rumor saying that he might return, is the famous one, the biggest one, and it happens to be Tom Brady. Rich Eisen sat around on his own show, and he talked about a rumor that he heard about Tom Brady. Take a listen to Rich Eisen.
Number one rumor I heard at the combine, Tom Brady may not be done after all.
What?
It's a couple people are like, just hang on, just you wait.
Wait for
and
what?
I'm like, he's Instagramming out videos of his cat. And the one place that folks are saying keep an eye out for is Miami. And if the Dolphins cannot somehow, if they get somehow, some way, a doctor's report, a piece of information from a medical evaluation of Tua that he may not be ready to go, and suddenly there's Tom Brady sitting in Florida where his family is located and where he can easily locate himself. Keep an eye on that, I was told by a couple of birdies.
Okay. I'm not putting too much into that. If Tom Brady gonna come back, he'll come back, and then I'll just shake my head again. I think he's done. I believe. Until this season gets closer and he's just like, what am I doing sitting around taking my kids to karate? Phillip Rivers, stay home. Tom Brady, stay home. Let's continue watching the new blood run around and play. 855-212-4CBS. Jody's calling from here in Georgia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yo, hey there. How you doing today?
I'm good. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to chime in on the John Morant situation. I think there's a deeper issue going on, you know what I mean, with community, parenting, and surroundings. Also perspective of being a young man that's like, he really can't even get a drink yet, and he's already worth over $300 million, you know what I mean? And I feel like I think the stress thing that he said was like, you know, BS, but still, it's just deeper than that. You know what I mean? I also feel like parenting is a really, really big issue nowadays. And I don't have any kids of my own, but I would feel like as someone like T. Morant, to have a child as big as John Morant and you live next to him, you got to make sure he's not in the club shaking the gun like he just got some new apartment keys. That is the craziest thing I've seen on the internet in a while. It's crazy, yeah, man.
I'm sure. No, there are definitely larger societal issues here, and that can definitely be kind of magnified when you have that much money in front of you. But even if you think a little bit deeper about it, how often have you heard of something like this? You haven't. You know, so I don't want to, you know, paint it as, oh, there's a massive issue. Yeah, there's only one NBA player that I can ever remember seeing or doing something like this. It's him. I mean, if you want to go back to the next incident, if you want to call it Gilbert Arenas or Sebastian Telfair, maybe it'll be another bunch of years until we have something. But there's definitely an issue. I think there's a lot. We can start drilling down into issues, and it's not because and thank you, Jody, for calling from Georgia. It's not because one guy is an NBA player or this person plays this sport. Like, we got a lot of problems in society, just flat period. And that will always, unfortunately, be the case. People are not perfect. Human beings are not perfect. We are flawed as flawed can be. John is here from Rochester. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, John?
Hey, JR. Nice talking to you. I've been listening to you every night when I can.
Thank you.
I'm calling about Ja Morant. Jody kind of had my take. I'm calling about, you know, his surroundings and, you know, especially his father. I think his father is a good guy. Played ball. He played semi-pro. He taught him how to play basketball. And I think he needs to finish the job. I think he needs to get him on track, you know. So that's all I got.
Okay. Well, thank you, John, for calling from Rochester. I think one of the things maybe, and I don't know, I have no idea, maybe T. Morant needs to get himself on track. You know, he's living a good life. He's at the games, and, you know, he's getting into it a little bit and having fun. Maybe that's part of the problem and issue. And instead of being there to kind of set him straight or put him on the right path, maybe he's part of the problem in regards to enabling him, and maybe he's enjoying the good life a little too much. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not certain. But I feel confident enough in it being a possibility to share it over the airwaves. And so we'll see what happens with Ja Morant. We just have to wait on so much more information to come out. The local authorities in Colorado are looking to see if there were any laws broken. You know, you ain't supposed to have a gun, you know, waving it around and posing with it in a place where you're also drinking. So there are so many question marks surrounding Ja Morant and what took place and the circumstances surrounding what we all saw on video. I'm sure tonight I shared it with you. You heard it from Marco Belletti as well. Joe Mixon, there was an incident surrounding him or his home. There was crime scene tape around his house as a juvenile was injured. I'm looking at and this is literally breaking right now. The story broke an hour ago, or 2 hours ago. I shared it with you. We're now 2 hours to that. Joe Mixon's home was surrounded by crime scene tape. A juvenile taken to a hospital following a shooting in the township. We got no details. And so it's only Monday. Things are wild. Carl is calling from San Francisco. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I appreciate your time. Hey, so going back to Ja Morant, so I've seen the documentary on home box office on Ben Simmons when he was going through his 1 year and out of college or whatever. So yes. He had a dad, his mom, everything, getting his agent and all this stuff. And, you know, it's got to be tough on a young kid, you know, with all that pressure. And he was the number one draft choice. And then a couple years later, and then he's out of the NBA because of mental issues or whatever. And he had to take time off. It's like, you know, it seems like you're giving these young kids all this money and fame at a young age, and they don't know how to handle it because, you know, I'm from San Francisco. It reminds me of a story on the Raiders when they had that quarterback Russell, and they gave him $100 million. He was only in the NFL a couple of years. He was one of the biggest busts in the world,
yeah,
giving a DeMarcus. Young kid all that money living in Oakland.
Right. Well, there's always going to be a case. There's always going to be a story. There will always be someone else. If you think about it, more often than not, the majority of these young men they make good decisions. You know, they don't end up on the news. They're in the same boat. And thank you, Carl, for calling from San Francisco. There's always going to be somebody. Always. But the majority of the players, I don't care what sport, I don't care what league, I don't care what city. I don't want to say one bad apple. That's too simple of a cliche. But we know the negative story gets all the attention. It does. You know, for every instance of Ja Morant, we can go up and down the NBA and we can look at all the positive that players bring, that they do. We can look at all the money that they raise. We can look at the positive causes that they work on. We can look at the schools and communities that they help support. We can go on and on and on. And so I don't want people to be misguided about too much money too soon, too much fame too soon. There are a lot of dudes who are in the same exact boat all the time. You know, what's the difference here with Jason Tatum? What's the difference between, you know, Luka? Or we can go on and on about young emerging players who are in the same space. There's always going to be negative stories. There's going to be positive stories. I'm sure some of you might be familiar with Amani Bates. He was heralded as the next big thing. You know, he was charged with having a gun. He's not in the NBA right now. He's trying to get into the NBA. He was supposed to be the next LeBron James. And there's always going to be some issue somewhere with somebody going on. And so just be a little bit slower to paint people with that broad brush. But we'll see what happens with Ja Morant. And we'll see what takes place with Joe Mixon. I'm sure we'll get word. Tomorrow will be busy as well when we get back on the airwaves. No idea what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson and Daniel Jones and so on and so forth. Shep, thank you for another great evening. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, JR. My pleasure, man.
No doubt about it. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. We'll be back with you tomorrow. If you missed a minute, you can listen on the free Odyssey app. We're done here, but don't move on CBS Sports Radio because Rich Herrera, he's coming through to hold it down next. Don't move.
Blinds.com wants to give you a brand new view. It's the perfect time for an upgrade with new window coverings from Blinds.com. And right now at Blinds.com, you can save up to 40% site-wide on premium custom window treatments. Upgrading your windows is a minor project with a major impact. And Blinds.com makes it easier and more affordable than you think. Need help choosing? Set up a free call with one of our expert designers to make the best selection. From trendy woven wood to classic shutters and more. Plus, you can rest easy with Blinds.com's professional installation services and our 100% satisfaction guarantee. With Blinds.com, there's no guesswork, no hassle, and no multiple trips to the store. There's a reason we've got over 40,000 five-star reviews. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com and save up to 40% site-wide. Get up to 40% off everything right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This podcast is supported by FX's Snowfall. FX's Snowfall is back for its sixth and final season, where a feud threatens to destroy the Saint family. Franklin is faced with losing everyone he loves and everything he's built. Getting through it will mean outmaneuvering multiple law enforcement agencies, as well as avoiding the LAPD's corrupt crash units. John Singleton's visionary series comes to an epic conclusion. FX's Snowfall, the final season. All new Wednesdays on FX. Stream on Hulu.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.